With warmer weather and increased moisture, many people are noticing more mosquitoes this summer. But entomologist Professor Lizette Kokomor says it's not a cause for concern.
So, of course, there's lots of species of mosquitoes. There's over 3,500 globally of mosquitoes, and most of them like warmer weather and, of course, moisture because they need water to breed in. And for South Africa specifically, our populations normally go up during the summer months when there's rain, and then suddenly there's lots of water bodies for the mosquitoes to breed in. And it takes from the time that the female actually laid her eggs in these water bodies, it takes about, I would say, 7, depending on the temperature, 7 to 12 days. And then those mosquitoes will emerge. And of course, within 3, 4 days, those females will take a blood meal and reproduce and lay more eggs. So they have a very quick, I can almost say, in a turnaround time. A generation time, so they can exponentially increase very, very quickly. And in summer months, that's exactly what happens.
While mosquitoes are more active in warmer months, not all species pose a threat. Professor Kokomor sheds light on how different mosquitoes behave and what attracts them.
So from those species, not all of them transmit malaria. There's only about 4 species that are the main vectors in Africa specifically. Actually, a very small proportion of them are associated with diseases. And there's a proportion of mosquitoes that actually don't feed on humans. They don't need blood like the other species to produce eggs. And they will feed on plant nectar and so forth. Most of us, if we hear a mosquito, we want to just squash it and kill it. But they do play a role in our ecosystem. And you're quite right. It's mainly the females that we found inside our houses, but the males will also enter houses. And they do this if the environment outside are really hot and dry. Then they might go inside to look for resting places. And males are quite unique in mosquitoes and other what we call dipterans, is that the males will, during sunset, they form these huge swarms. So all the males congregate together and they excrete pheromones, which is very attractive to the females. And then the females will fly and actually fly into these male swarms, and then they will mate. And mosquitoes are also very specific in what they feed on. You will sometimes find mosquitoes in your house, but if you have pets and other animals, they might be attracted to your dog or your cat or your bird, and not necessarily to you as a person. And those that like humans will prefer to feed on humans. But those that actually feed on other animals will be very specific on feeding on cattle and other domestic animals. For a mosquito to find, say, me as a person, there's lots of cues that they follow. The first will be my breath, the CO2 in my breath that's excreted. So she will smell and see, okay, there's something that I can feed on. And then she will zoom in to that person or that host, and when she gets closer, she will actually smell you as a person. And we know that people smell differently, and that's to do with the bacteria that's on our skin. And we need those bacteria. They're good bacteria, and they're on our feet, for example. And these excrete smells that a mosquito can smell. And we do know that people that wear closed shoes, when they take their shoes off, those smells, of course, are more concentrated, and that's a big attraction for female mosquitoes. And some of them will come closer to you, and they'll be attracted to you, but then there will be, if the mosquito prefers to feed on animals, they would get attracted but then leave without biting.
Though mosquito activity seems to be on the rise, there are simple steps you can take to protect yourself and your family.
So the easiest, I think, is to use screening in front of doors and windows. That makes a big difference in keeping mosquitoes outside. And of course, we all know that we can use repellents, and there's lots of them on the market. Some are better than others. And if you go to a malaria area, most of the travel clinics in South Africa are very well knowledgeable, whether you go to West Africa or East Africa or somewhere in South Africa. They'll be able to guide you and to say what you need to do, and if you need to take prophylaxis for malaria, for instance. Then also on the outside of your house, if there's freestanding water, cover, if it's water for household use or for your garden, cover it with a lid so the mosquitoes don't lay eggs in there, because that's where they will propagate and sort of the populations will explode. If you have fish ponds and stuff like that, put a fish in there because fish love mosquito larvae. So they keep your fish pond. Some people have got ponds, but there's no fish in it, and it becomes lovely breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.